The Trump administration is challenging a 90-year-old decision that limits when presidents can fire the board members of independent agencies. The decision is called Humphrey's Executor, and on Monday, the Supreme Court held a hearing on the issue. Solicitor General D. John Sauer defended the president's decision to fire Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter without cause, and he called on the court to jettison Humphrey's Executor.
It was grievously wrong when decided, and cases from Morrison to Trump have thoroughly eroded its foundations. The court has repudiated Humphrey's reasoning and confined it to its facts, but it continues to generate confusion in the lower courts, and it continues to tempt Congress to erect, at the heart of our government, a headless fourth branch, insulated from political accountability and democratic control.
Justice Clarence Thomas asked Sauer for one example of a permissible restriction on a president's power to remove agency officers.
We don't believe there are permissible restrictions on principal officers of the United States who exercise the executive power.
The case, Trump versus Slaughter, involves the firing of Federal Trade Commission member Rebecca Slaughter without cause. But the issue has big implications for many federal agencies. And that drew concerns from the court's more liberal justices, like Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Having a president come in and fire all the scientists and the doctors and the economists and the PhDs and replacing them with loyalists and people who don't know anything is actually not in the best interest of the citizens of the United States.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor also questioned expanding Trump's firing power, saying the Trump administration is upending long-standing norms of government.
You're asking us to destroy the structure of government and to take away from Congress its ability to protect its idea that the government is better structured with some agencies that are independent.
The liberal justices are, of course, a minority on the Supreme Court. After 2.5 hours of hearing, the conservative majority seemed likely to back expanding Trump's power over agencies. Members of the National Labor Relations Board, the Merit Systems Protection Board, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission have also been fired by Trump. And as Slaughter's lawyer, Amit Agarwal, told the court, a ruling in favor of the Trump administration could put everything on the chopping block. The court is expected to issue its ruling by next July. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.